people, projects, and communities. That's our core purpose at Barton Mallow, and it's no coincidence that people comes first.
We wouldn't be where we are or build what we do without the 3,000 plus team members that make up the Barton Mallow Enterprise.
I'm Elizabeth Ryan.
I'm Eric Fish.
And in this new series from the Said Differently podcast, we're taking listeners behind the build to meet the people that are building the projects and impacting the communities where we live, work, and play.
This is Said Differently, Beyond the Build. Barton Mallow has had the privilege to partner with and build many of the University of Virginia's buildings on campus. We've had the opportunity to build the Student Health and Wellness Center, the Brandon Avenue Green Street and Utilities Infrastructure, and the new Olympic Sports Complex, which recently broke ground. The Football Operations Center is another project that we're currently working on, and it celebrated its topping out in June.
Each summer, Barton Mallow welcomes dozens of interns to its projects and offices. One of the interns this past summer was Joe Holland, who was placed on the Football Operations Center project at the University of Virginia. But for Joe, this project was more than just an internship, but part of his future.
As an outside linebacker on UVA's football team, Joe will be using the Football Operations Center with his teammates for a senior season when it's complete in the spring of 2024.
Today we're joined in the studio by Joe to talk about his summer internship experience working at the facility that he and his team will eventually use.
So my name is Joe Holland. I just finished my second year at the University of Virginia. I am studying construction engineering management and business there, and I also play football there. And my project this summer was the UVA Football Operations Center, which I will have the privilege of using in the future.
Can you talk about, I guess, just where the project is right now, the Operations Center, and sort of what the outlook is in the future for that facility?
Yeah, so it's actually phase two of a larger athletic plan. Phase one was the basketball arena and new football fields. The University of Virginia was one of the only ACC schools that did not have outdoor grass practice fields. So phase one was building those fields. And then this phase two has been the UVA Football Operations Center, which will incorporate locker rooms, meeting rooms, weight room, sports med, dining, basically everything a football player could need. And we are slated for completion May next year.
What sort of things have you done this summer on the project site? What have been your, you know, core responsibilities?
So every day to day, I've really focused on the more the superintendent side. So I'll do man hour compilation and pre-task plans. I'll get that from all the subs, make sure everybody's getting those in. And then I sit in every meeting we have. I'll make drawing sets from Blue Beam, and I get all the man hour stuff into Raken, and then just walk on the site, following up with subcontractors again, making sure stuff is happening. My project, or my goal this summer, was to learn about concrete and how that works. So I got a chance to participate in two concrete pours, working the rakes and the screeds and all that. So that was also fun, getting in there early and working with the guys. And in my opinion, that's the best way to learn.
Can you just talk a little bit about, I guess, what drew you to UVA, why you decided to attend that university versus maybe another school?
Yeah, so I'm actually from Culpeper, Virginia, which is about an hour down the road from Charlottesville. If you drive straight from Charlottesville up to D.C., you pass Culpeper about halfway. Both my parents went to UVA, so I grew up liking it. It was always somewhere I wanted to go, and then football became an opportunity. Great education, so that was the place for me, and I've never looked back.
How'd you find Barton Mallow?
I knew we were getting a new facility, and I knew the construction was starting, and they had the pre-enabling phase for that project with all of the initial excavations and foundations, stuff like that. And on the site fence, I actually saw the Barton Mallow logo and company, and I had never heard of it, being from Virginia. But I then looked at the career fair kind of manifest that I had the next week and saw it was on there. And I talked to some of the guys from HR down in Virginia, and everything worked out, and it's been great so far.
Can you sort of describe your typical day from the point you wake up to the point you get to the trailer to when it finally ends?
Yeah, so I work out before I go to work. So I usually work out from 6 to 8. So waking up 5:20, go into the facility, get some food, work out by myself because the main workout groups aren't till later. So I do that, and then I work from 9 till 5:30. And then I'm also in a summer class this summer, so I get home and then I do some homework and then go to bed and rinse and repeat.
Did your teammates have anything to say about it? I mean, are they super excited about the new facility?
Super, super excited. It's been something that's been in the works for a while at UVA. And I know some guys who are seniors who they were hoping it was going to be done before. Everybody else who's around is super excited. Coaches are super excited. We're really grateful to all the donors that have made it possible. We've been pushing pretty hard for this for years, and we're really excited to finally be closer to that cutting edge in football performance and training. All my teammates know I'm on the site. All my coaches know I'm on the site. And like I have the strength coaches asking me about the electric conduit that's going to be going up to the racks in the weight room for all of this new analytical software and technology that's going on the racks. And I'm able to tell them kind of what's happening with that. That slab's getting poured this week. So just being able to be that kind of inside ear on what's going on. And it's definitely rewarding to be able to have an impact like that and to be able to come back 20 years from now and say I was a part of that. That's been the biggest thing for me.
We've built a lot of things on UVA's campus, the McCormick Roadhouses renovation, the Student Health and Wellness Center, Brandon Avenue Green Street, and utilities infrastructure. I'm just curious if you've spent time in any of those facilities I just ticked off.
Yeah, I actually have. So when I started, I obviously found out about all of that. Was pretty impressed that we had been there. And I personally did not live in the McCormick Road dorms. I lived in the new dorms, which were like a block over, but I knew plenty of people who lived there, spent some time over there, hung out over there. And then my first year as well, I also had a couple doctor appointments in the student health building that the current team actually, on my project right now, that was the team that built that student health. I've heard a lot from them. And one of the engineers on my project he was the intern for the student health project, which is also pretty cool.
Has this been your first, I guess, construction-related internship?
It has. I came in with absolutely no building construction experience at all, aside from, I built fences in high school on a farm, but other than that, I had no experience at all.
Do you feel like you're leaving with the experience that you were looking for?
Definitely. I mean, I walked onto the job site first day, and I had been there, obviously, from practicing next to it every day for the past year, but I have a comfort about me being on the job site now, walking around, knowing what's going on, that I did not have going in. So I've definitely learned so much, even just the lingo, like what stuff means. Like I came in knowing none of it. And I've learned, I can't believe it's only been 2 months.
You know, if you could sum up one thing that you've learned this summer on your project, you know, what would it be?
Yeah, so my biggest thing I've learned is when you're looking at drawings, they almost always look clean and clear. But when you get out there in the field, it's almost never the case for the actual application of it. So I would just say you might learn in school, you might learn your calculations and your formulas and all of the angles, and everything might be perfect. But when it comes down to it, it comes down to your ability to actually translate that to a physical product. And that's where the magic happens. So that's the biggest thing I've learned, all the little things you have to do to make that happen.
For any future interns, would you just, you know, what would you share with them if someone came up to you and said, hey, I'm going to be interning with Barton Mallow this summer?
No dumb questions. It's simple, but it's the biggest thing I'd say. Many people on my site told me that. People here told me that. And no dumb questions. You might ask something that you think is something everybody knows, but it could lead into this whole other discussion, and it might be something that your supervisor hasn't considered before. So just ask all the questions that come to mind, and you'll walk away from it smarter.
That's all for this episode of Beyond the Build. Thanks to Joe for taking some time out of his schedule to chat with us.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and rate us. To learn more about Barton Mallow's internship program or UVA's Master Athletics Plan, visit bartonmallow.com or follow us on social media at Barton Mallow.
This is Said Differently, Beyond the Build.